Step 5 is to tear down strongholds. 2 Corinthians 10 and 4 reads, "For the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty in God for pulling down strongholds." Strongholds are not necessarily the enemy, but they are a vehicle by which the enemy can use to keep you in bondage. For example, if you have a stronghold of the mind that you do not believe that God loves you, then that gives the enemy access to sow into your mind that the word doesn't apply to you, the promises do not apply to you. You will look at other people and you will look at the word skewed because you have that stronghold, and the enemy can and will use that. If you knew you had that stronghold, you would have already done something about it. So what we want to do is ask the Lord to show you where the lies are or where the strongholds are so that they can be torn down and the truth can be built up. So first, you're going to ask the Lord to show you the lie that you believe. I would pray something like, "Lord, would you please shine your truth into my heart, into my mind, and show me anything today that you want to address that I believe that is not true." It doesn't take a long time. Sometimes it will just immediately pop into your head. Now, when that happens, you can think, how can that be a lie? But you have to trust the Lord. For example, I once asked the Father, "Is there anything about Holy Spirit that I believe that is not true?" It wasn't audible, but I heard in my spirit, "Yes, you believe he's a girl, that he's feminine." And I first thought, no way, this can't be right. I do not believe Holy Spirit is feminine. So what I did was the second step, and I said, "Lord, where did I get that lie? I'm going to trust in you that that's what I believe, even though I don't think that I do. Where did I get that lie?" And I remember the scripture that talks about grieving Holy Spirit. And honestly, I realized I did. Somewhere in me, I thought, because he was capable of grieving, and I know this sounds warped, but this is what I thought, that he was somehow weaker. And I saw Father, Son, and Holy Spirit like President, Vice President, and Secretary, instead of complete unity and complete, they are all powerful, they are all omniscient, they are all omnipresent. I mean, now I can see it, but I couldn't before I prayed that. So he showed me where I got that lie. The third thing is I said, "Lord, who do I need to forgive to break that lie?" I could not think of anybody before I prayed this. Who would I need to forgive? And then when I asked him, "Who do I need to forgive to break that lie?" he began to show me I needed to forgive myself and forgive someone in my family who actually portrayed him as being lower than what he is. So I did that. The next step is to renounce the lie and confess it as a lie. So I said, "Lord, I renounce the lie that you are feminine, the Holy Spirit is weak, and I confess it's a lie, I renounce it, and I will not be a part of that any longer." And the last step is ask the Lord to show you the truth and make it alive to you. Now, this is the part that topples down this stronghold, this house that the enemy can use to live in. Now, he may do this in a myriad of ways. He may just suddenly bring a scripture to alive in you. He may whisper something to you. He may show you a picture. I love it when he does that because it can be so visual. But for me, when I said this, I said, "Lord, show me the truth. Who are you, Holy Spirit?" I suddenly, in my spirit, man, I saw this gargantuan hurricane, tornado, powerful, could not be stopped, could not be manipulated thing. I saw him just as complete power, and he was way off when I saw it. And suddenly I saw him coming near. It was hurricane power. He was massive. And I suddenly began to become nervous. I'm like, Oh my gosh, that's who you are? It overwhelmed me and the lies shattered. Let me tell you, Holy Spirit is not weak. Father, Son, they are not weak. And so the revelation came inside of me. Oh my goodness, that is who is living inside of me. Holy Spirit, and it full of power and might, is living inside of me. And let me tell you, the next time I prayed for someone, I didn't pray for someone with the knowledge that there was a weak Holy Spirit living inside of me, but I prayed for them like there was gargantuan hurricane, avalanche, tornado power inside of me, and it made such a difference. Once that stronghold was torn down, I looked at everything differently. The Bible differently, how the Lord works differently. There are things that the Lord has shown me about my husband that I believed that wasn't true, that he didn't love me. And now I just worked through this process I've just told you about to tear down every lie, to tear down every stronghold.